This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Welcome, everyone. We are going to break up the shir into two parts. We're going to do one little point on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph and one point on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Both points we mentioned when we were learning the blot, but we'll try to delve in a little bit more. The Gemara in Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph ultimately said that the reason why, if you have two women and they get mixed up, you could be chayiv for eshes ish, eshes ach, achos isha and nida, and we say isser chal al isser, is that we're talking about a scenario where all four isurim are chal at the same time. And in the shita of Reb Shimon, meaning in Reb Yossi, maybe you could play around with isser koilel and isser moisef, but Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that. So in Reb Shimon, the only way to have all these isurim bichal is if you say isser is chal al isser bevas achas. So the Gemara says, I understand eshes ach, achos isha, eshes ish are all chal at the same time. Let's say two brothers, they appointed a shliach to marry them off to two sisters, and the shliach met the shliach, so the marriage to these two women happened simultaneously, and therefore each woman could be eshes ach, eshes ish, achos isha, all at the same time. But how do you have nida happening at the same time? Because if she first became a nida, then nida is chal, and the other three yisurim are not chal. And if she became a nida after, the three yisurim are chal, and the nida is not chal. So the Gemara says, scratch that. We're talking about the following case, where you have two brothers, they were both born on Rosh Hashanah. They were born in year one. And you have two girls born on Rosh Hashanah in year two. And 13 years from when the boys were born, which is 12 years from when the girls are born, they all become of age. She started bleeding and gushing before they became of age. And Rashi explains that the brothers married the girls before they all became gedolim, with a tenai that it won't be chal until tomorrow when they become gedolim. So the iser nida is chal when they become gedolim. The marriage is chal when they become gedolim. So the nida and the eshes ish and the eshes ach and the achos isha, they're all chal simultaneously. If I could refer your attention, direct your attention to the fourth wide line in Rashi, on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. And they started bleeding within 12 years, until after 12 years, to be mechayev these two women. A woman comes to Einshim at 12 years in one day, and the male from 13 in one day. You have a case, you could find the case that all these Yisurim are Chal B'Vasachas, Shenoldu HaZacharim B'Echad B'Tishrei, the males were born on Rosh Hashanah, V'Anakevas B'Echad B'Tishrei L'Shanah Ba, and the women are born Rosh Hashanah the next year, U'V'Yoyim Echad Mishlam Yud Beis L'Nakevas and Yud Gimel HaZacharim, and on one day, there are 12 for the women, which are 13 for the men. In other words, on the same day, the women become 12, the men become 13. Okay, now look at this. Let me just read that one more time. Ubiyoim echad, and on the same day, mishlam yud beiz lenekevoy shein yud gimel zacharim. The 12 years are complete for the females, which are the 13th, which is year 13 for the males. Now, what day is that? That the 12 years is complete for the females and the 13 for the males. What day is it complete? L'chayra, he means Erev Rosh Hashanah, going into the 13th year for the females and the 14th year for the male. Right? But other, what does it mean? Ubiyoyim echad mishlam. On the same day, it's complete. Year 12 for the women, year 13 for the men. Umasru kedushin, and they gave a kedushin, sheyecholu, that it should be chal, liyoyim ha'machras, on the next day, kishehin nasin gedoylam, when they actually become a gadol. You need one day in the 13th year for a female, v'yomecha b'shnas yudal lezachar, and one day in the 14th year for a male. So Rashi seems to be saying that the day the marriage was given was the day the women completed year 12, and the year the men completed year 13, and they gave the Kedushin that it should be chal the next day when they become gedolim. Yeah? That's how Rashi learns. Now, what's the Groysa Gedil, and what is the significance of the day that 12 years is complete for a female and 13 for a male? I mean, nobody celebrates their bar mitzvah. Let's say someone was born on Chaf Vav Tammuz. Their bar mitzvah is not Chaf Hei Tammuz. Their bar mitzvah is they have to be basically into the 14th year. But Rashi seems to be saying they gave Kedushin on Yom Demishlam, the day the year was complete, and they're not a Gadol yet. They're not a Gadol until tomorrow, and they stipulate it should be Chal the next day. That's Rashi. So, sort of knowing somewhat of the answer, you could ask, what in the world is Rashi making? Why does Rashi have to say that they gave the Kedushin on that day? Why doesn't Rashi say they gave it when they were 11 and a half? And it's not going to be chal until they're a gadol. Did Rashi just randomly pick the case where they gave it on that? Fine. So we spoke out when we were learning it. The big question here is that since the Maisa Kedushin was done before they became gadolim, it's worthless. So who cares that they stipulated it shouldn't be chal until they become a gadola or a gadol? But nevertheless, the act was done at a time that they're not capable of rendering any kind of halachically sanctioned procedure. So why does it have any significance? So this is a question all the Rishayanim deal with, and many Achroinim deal with, including the Mishnah Lamelech. And let's see the Karanoira. B'shoifas mitoch yud gimel l'achar yud gimel. Perush Rashi, shenoldu klom b'yamecha, they're both born on the same day. Rako anoshim kidmu shana achas, the men were born a year earlier. V'nishlam gedulasan ke'achad. They both became a gadol together. Uviyay mishlam yud gimel azacharim v'yud beiz l'nekevas masru kedushin. And on the day that year 13 was complete for the men and 12 for the women, they gave a kedushin she'choylu liyam amrachas that shvichal for the next day. V'hikshu atoisus. Toisus asks on Rashi haloi matzi l'kadesh ad she'yagdil. You can't do kedushin until you become a gadol. So, and in that case, if you can't do Kedushin until you become a Gadol, that means the Nida was Chal before the Kedushin. Right? Because she becomes a Nida as soon as she becomes a Gadol, and the Kedushin did not happen yet. V'imkena kati nidon kadam. Now we could judge which one comes first. Now, the Rajba compares this case to the following case. You have two Gerim. We'll call them Tony and Stephanie, and they're on their way to become converts. And Tony says to Stephanie, "Hare at mekudeshes li lemachar kishanu megayrim. I am marrying you tomorrow. Here's the money. Let's be married tomorrow after we go to the geiros process." So it's a machloikis whether that works. The Rabbanon say it doesn't work. Because Ein Adam Makna Davar Shaloi Bala Olam. Guess who says it does work? I'm sure you know by now. Rev Meir, of course. Rev Meir holds Adam Makna Davar Shaloi Bala Olam. Rev Meir Shita says you could be Makna something that's not in the world. So even though my achrayus to you and my responsibility to you is not extant because we're not Jewish, but we will be. So Rav Meir holds it's a good Kedushin. So the Rajba says this case of Rashi is analogous to two Goyim who want to get married tomorrow for when they convert. The Rajba says to give Kedushin today on the day that it's complete, that should be chal tomorrow. But is godless loy mahani david kamay la'achar she'es gayer. Now the censors put in biyomim hakadmoinim in the olden days. You know, nowadays obviously a Gentile would never convert, but in back in the day, the censor put in when there is something called conversion, there's a machlekes. V'tali v'plukta d'ramei av rabbanon b'la'achar shezgayer l'rab meyer shaper chal kedushin l'achar gedulasan.
With geirus, isn't it? It's a new person, so you could be mechalik between geirus and becoming a gadol.
Okay. But the problem with the geirus is I can't be makne something to you that doesn't exist.
Besides a kinyan, it's a new person now, so they weren't even... What after the geirus, what they are today is completely different what they were yesterday. By a katan and a gadol, it's the same person. It's just now that there's the chiyuv there, but it's the same person. By geirus, it's a completely different person. It's a new neshama.
Okay, good. But the Gemara says that it's dependent on this nekuda, whether adam makne davar shalai bala oilam. So, if it's dependent on that nekuda, according to a mayor that you can, then kol shekein that you can over here, right? So that's the Raja. The Raja wants to be make it wants to be toilet the machlokes from Meir and the Rabbanan. Comes the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Mishnah Melech herech lekayim pirish Rashi. The Mishnah Melech wants to be mekayim Rashi Shita because, as you know, we never paskin like Rameir. So since we paskin ein adam makne davar shalai bala oilam, so then how could this situation work where they're agreeing to be married tomorrow when they become of age? Says the Mishnah Melech, the Baha afilu Rabbanon moided the Talin HaKadushin, kibin the Inam Uchus HaMaisa El Azman. The Mishnah Melech wants to be mechalik the other way. That by Geiros, where what's lacking is a Maisa, so then the Rabbanon say, you can't be Makna Davar Shalai Bala Oilam. But here, the item that's loy bala oilam will come into the oilam automatically without a maisa, just through the passage of zman. So even the Mishnah Melech wants to say, even the Rabbanan would agree that in this scenario, where you're only lacking zman, it's a mum oiver, it's going to happen automatically, then you could be makne and you could get married. But comes the Karen Oira, and he says, in his humble opinion, even Reb Meir would say that this kedushin should not work, very simply because when you have two goyim, they're both bnei das, they're both of intelligence. So their act is an act. They're just not b'toras kedushin. So okay, fine. So they could stipulate that we're doing a maisa now. It's an intelligent act. It shouldn't be chal until tomorrow when we're capable of making a kinyan. But by ketanim, where their maisa is empty, it has no meaning, it has no significance, they're not b'nei das, then whatever they do as a katan is worthless. So then how could they do a maisa now and say it should be chal tomorrow? The maisa doesn't have any value. Ulani is daiti oyonira dafil rameir. Damar adamakna davar shal balam. Hacha moide the kedushin lav klomi. The al karchach loy kama Reb Meir ela bebardas. Reb Meir only says adam makne davar shaloi bala oilam. If you're of das, the kinyanai kinyan, where you could make an acquisition, ela da'ata lav bar kinyanhu. Just there is a exclusion that you're not capable of rendering a kinyan because a goy is lav bar kedushin. So when you say la'achar shez gayer, the kedushin is chal. But here by a katan, that his amira is worthless, his kinyan is nothing. Ma'ahani ma'ashamad la'achar shegayer yichal ha'kedushin. How could you do a maisa now to be chal later? The maisa is empty. Kivin da'amira say lav klamay. The amira is not a significant amira. It's a empty amira. So I want to share with you the Karen Oira quotes the Mishnah Lamelech, who has a very novel pshat. And the way I read Rashi to you, Rashi seems just to be saying it. It's just something that I don't think we ever heard before. And that is, there is significance to the day that you finish your 12th year for a woman and the 13th year for a man. You're not a gadol yet, but you finished the year. It seems like, okay, you're already, you finished 12 years, you're a bar das, it's just, you can't render a kedushin. And that would be why Rashi's emphasizing that it was done b'yom demishlam, on the day that it was complete. V'mishlam melech kosev liyashev b'shita satur divrei Rashi, b'shmaitin. The Mishnah Melech writes to answer the Shita of the Tur in Rashi in our Gemara, the Mishum Hachi Kasav Shemasol HaKedushin B'yoyma D'Mishlam. This is why Rashi said he gave Kedushin on the day that it's complete. The Hasaroi Shehiviya B'yoym Zeh, the hairs that you bring on that day, Mahanila, it helps, Liyos Gedoyla Acher HaYoyma Zeh. The hair that you bring on the day that you complete your 12 for the girl and your 13 for the boy, helps to make you a gadol tomorrow. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah Melech and Rashi. And just the simple words of Rashi seem to be saying that. Otherwise, why does Rashi make note of the fact that it happened on that day? It could have happened a week before or 6 months before. But says the Karanoi Ravu Davar Chadosh, this is a novelty. V'lematzasi ke'es misha oimar kein. I never found anyone else who says something like this. V'toich ha'perach kil'achar ha'perach. Mashma de la gamri kla achar paragdami. Ugedoilahi miyad, uchmai toichazman kla acharzman. In other words, if you're going to say that day you're like a gadol, then you should be like a gadol and you're a full fledged gadol. But what is this concept that we're splitting hairs and we're saying that it helps to render the act an act? Although you are limited in creating a chalois, and that you stipulate will be chal till tomorrow. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Lamelech's pshad in Rashi. Okay, I want to take you to Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and we're going to actually split this up. That will make it more even.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.